Jack and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the yoga pants syndrome.
Oh boy, do I have a lot to say about
alert
this.
Slash foreshadowing.
Where did you come up with this?
Part of this is my rant.
Okay.
The show might be a little bit rantful, so.
I saw this title and I'm like, what is Jack thinking? I'm super curious why you
threw this
in here.
It will be rated G rant, but there will be a little bit of ranting.
I can't wait to hear. Okay.
So everybody knows what this is, right?
I don't think they do. We're going to have to explain what this is first.
Okay. Well, before we do that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackatjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. This one is a little lengthy, I will tell you. I have a question and then I have an answer here. So, Joshua B. wrote, I've heard on the podcast that pricing mailers, specifically down to the subdivision, is a great way to accurately price a mailer. Has there been a specific podcast or thread on how to actually go about doing this? What is the best way to identify a specific subdivision in a county? I know the information can be found in the RealQuest data we pull, but I'm not exactly sure what I should be looking for to group like properties together using a subdivision filter. In parentheses, APN schemes to look out for, legal description, etc. End of parentheses. Any insight would be appreciated. Well, then we have an answer here. Callie responded, "Hi, Joshua. This is how I price my offers. My process is similar to what Kevin describes. When I start, so obviously there's a bunch of conversations
lots,
in here,
actually.
Yeah.
And a video.
Oh,
she actually goes so far. Callie does.
Oh,
she goes so far to put a video in there and she shows how she prices it. It's actually pretty amazing.
Oh, that was really nice. Yeah. Talk about people helping people.
Right.
That's really cool. All right. So my process is similar to what Kevin describes. When I start with a county, I will pull sales data back about a year. Then I get to work in Excel. Steps. Sort the data by subdivision A to Z. Then secondary sort dollar per acre. I create this column. Then I subtotal by subdivision and create average dollar amount per acre for the subdivision. I will also take a look at the size of the lot for generally similar size. If you have 40s and 5s, like 40 acres and 5 acres in the same subdivision, I will group them together and then get averages of those subsets.
Subsets are the key here.
Yep. At this point, you have a count of sales by subdivision, price per acre for each sale, and the average price per acre for the subdivision. Guys, this is so good.
It's
making
similar.
My heart feel so good.
It's very, very similar
yes.
to the way that I do it. I add a few steps, but she's dead on here.
Getting it.
Yeah.
Typically, I'll go through all the subdivisions, find out what I'm looking for, and then pull data for the subdivisions I like and price each one accordingly. How aggressive I want to be. Hope this helps. And then she did, like Jack said, she did a video. So, I mean, talk about smart people, first of all.
I wanted to say
that.
Both of them.
This is one thing that I really like. And I talked to a guy the other day, too, who was thinking about getting in Land Academy. And I was asking him some questions. And one of my questions is, how are you with data? How are you on a spreadsheet? And fortunately, this guy had a long Chicago finance, background, and he's not afraid of data and this kind of stuff. And I said, okay, good. Thank you. Just want to make sure, because this is a level of stuff that we're doing, and this is how great our group is, how smart they are.
If these questions, listener, seem boring or confusing, this is not for you. In fact, real estate investing is not for you. Real estate investment is not about picking out wallpaper.
No, it's not.
It's about sitting on a computer in a dark room for 10 hours analyzing data.
It really
is. To come up specifically to come up with both of what these people are talking about, pricing property.
Right. Here's, if you do it right.
Cutting to the chase is this.
There's no mystery.
If you are in a subdivision where houses are selling like hotcakes for $100,000, are you going to buy them for $120,000? I'm oversimplifying, but this happens. We see people do this all the time.
Right.
And they throw their hands up and they say, well, I did everything I told you to do. No, you didn't do anything we said.
Don't buy it like that. Exactly.
Or if you try to send a mailer out where properties are selling like hotcakes for $100,000 for $22,000,
right.
You're
going
to fail.
Yep. That's a little too low. There's more to it than that. Yeah. You can't just throw darts. You know, like you said, Jack, let's just mass do this.
Yep.
Thank you.
Turn off the HGTV and take a math class or an Excel class.
Yep.
Not joking around at all.
Did you want to add more to Kelly's?
Here's the thing. It's hard in this venue, in this format, this audio format we're on, to explain pricing beyond how I just did it. And it's hard to really read her description, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think it's just easier to see it on a video and she talks all the way through it, right in the Excel spreadsheet. So I'm not plugging the forum. I'm just saying, if you want to know how she prices it, and I completely sign off on the way she does it. Again, mm-hmm. I add a few more steps at the end because price per acre for land is scaled up and down based on size. Mm-hmm. If you have a 40-acre property and a 5-acre property, and you're at $100 an acre or $1,000 an acre, and the higher you go up, actually, the cheaper it's going to be, price mm-hmm. per acre.
Exactly.
And it's very important to understand. It's hard to sit here and talk about this and actually...
But the concept, we're talking about mm-hmm. the concept.
The concept's totally correct.
Everybody can grasp.
Yep.
And it's just really about what Kelly said. Think about it. You need to spend some time, price it for this, price it for that. Like Jack, you've shared with us on the show that, you know, how you sit and spend time because block by block might be different. You know, closer to the park, closer to the hospital, closer to the whatever. Those things might be different. Closer to the freeway.
I price SFRs, housing mailers. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time.
Right.
With land, as long as it's rural acreage, I take the shotgun approach. But with houses, I take the rifle approach. It's mm-hmm. the whole...
I love it.
Measure twice, cut once situation. Today's topic, yoga pants syndrome. What is it? Why do you need to
nice
know about
snort.
It? What the heck does
I
it have to
snorted.
Do?
I just snorted. Sorry.
What does it have to do with real estate investing?
What does it have to do?
Well, let's talk about what it is.
Okay.
Remember when you were a kid in school and the cool kid had new shoes, new boots? What did we all do? All of us. You went home and said, you know what? I'd like a pair of those boots. I want to be cool like that guy.
Ours were Vans.
Ours were boots because it was in Michigan.
Yeah, we didn't do
like
that.
Like Dickies almost, you know?
Okay.
Work boots.
We didn't know that wasn't us.
And then after a while, you get a little bit older in life and you say, you know what? That just doesn't matter. I have more important things to do. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you never grow up. Maybe your girlfriend wears yoga pants 24/7.
Oh, my God.
And
what
you
is that?
Say, she's cool. I'm going to wear yoga pants 24/7. Maybe you're a commercial real estate investor. Maybe you're the vice president of acquisition for a real estate investment trust. I can guarantee you this does
not. I sure hope you're not wearing yoga pants.
This does not happen. Because that person has that job for a reason. And he knows the other VP of acquisitions and the other REITs, trust me. Mm-hmm. But they don't all run around in a pack together wearing the same clothes and looking at the same deals.
Could you imagine?
They go and do different stuff.
They have matching suits, matching watches, matching shoes.
And matching buildings.
That'd be hilarious.
You don't do that.
That'd be so funny.
You spend a lot of time being creative
matching
and
glasses.
And developing new ways to
That'd
buy real
great.
Estate. That's what we do here. So don't get caught up in the yoga pants syndrome if you're buying real estate.
Oh my goodness.
That's what this is about for me.
That's not what I thought this was.
That's what did you think it was? This is where it's fun.
I thought it really was about yoga pants, and I didn't know why you wanted to talk about yoga pants. So it made me think of the time that a couple years ago we were in Scottsdale, and we went down to kid number 3. He was little, and it was like Thanksgiving at school. Parents come and have Thanksgiving, and so we showed up. And I remember we're walking around, I'm like, what is going on? It was like the beginning of the yoga pants craze. So everybody's really into it. And they didn't even have like the cool panels. They were all just plain black. And it was probably before too that one company had those ones that they had to take off the shelves because they were a little too revealing.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was during that whole thing too. So I'm walking around going, we should not be seeing all this. It's like, I want to cover my kids' eyes. And then I remember I couldn't. So we started counting, and it was so funny because we'd walk. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
We would walk by. I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And every time someone walked by, and then as I say the number, then you started to say a number, and then the kids started to say a number. And then we just kept going on 28, 29.
What Jill means is we're counting the number of people that actually had yoga pants.
That, as they would pass us. And we would say the number out loud, but the person didn't know.
The other person would say 2, 3, 5, 6. It was
we just kept the number going.
A chorus of number counting.
Oh my gosh. And you know what's funny? I'm in the airport and I find myself doing 106, 100, you know, like I can't stop doing it.
So why do women copy each other like this?
I don't know.
I'm hoping you have some magical answer.
So here's what I was thinking about. Is it lazy or are they trying to impress somebody? Do they really want us to think that they worked out? Because I look at some of them. You know what? We were at breakfast the other morning, and I'm looking across the table at these two women wearing yoga pants and like jackets, like workout jackets, full makeup, full hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, you cannot tell me that you went to the gym like that and you still look like that, because if you did, you didn't do anything.
Yeah. They sat around and talked.
Exactly. No, they just got to put those clothes on as part of their wardrobe and look good. And I'm like, I just don't get it. I honestly don't understand. And the only time I wear exercise clothes is if I'm going to exercise. And then when I come home, I take them off.
A lot of years ago, the thing to do was to carry around a Starbucks cup.
Oh, really?
So I had this exact conversation with a group of people over drinks. This is a lot of years ago. And I asked and re-asked and asked and re-asked and asked 50 times why everybody's carrying a Starbucks cup around, mostly because the people I was asking had Starbucks cups.
What was the response?
When they got tired of me asking, and they did get just, they were miffed. Because I wouldn't just...
Relentless.
This is what they said. It's a status symbol.
Hmm. Well, I don't think yoga pants are a status symbol.
I don't think a Starbucks cup is either, but I think there's something to that. I think it's like, hey, look at me. I can do it too.
That's weird.
So do not let this convert to your real estate acquisition situation. If you see some guy, somebody
doing well, close a deal in yoga pants.
Never. Well, you should never wear yoga pants. Never. Not even to yoga anymore. And if you do, be creative about it. Don't just wear black ones.
Right.
Get some cool ones that don't have see-through caps.
I have to admit,
if I sound angry, it's because I am.
My former trainer in Arizona had some really cool ones.
That's
like
what
they
I'm
were
saying.
Like print ones,
yeah,
and they're awesome. And that's her life. And so they look great on her.
Because she's a yoga instructor.
Exactly.
She should wear yoga pants.
Right. And you know what? I'll tell you, she would not wear them 24/7.
I know.
She did it all the right way.
Jillian, thank you for wearing the correct way to wear yoga pants is by Jillian. What's her last name? Oh, we can't use her last
name. Don't lose your last name. Thank you.
Jillian in Scottsdale. Who's about to get married. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So here's my other thought. I've even seen them in the wrong places, by the way. Should you really wear yoga pants in first class?
No.
What the heck?
What were you doing in first class, Jill?
That's where I sit. Where do you sit?
Yeah, I sit in seat 1A.
That's my seat when you're not with me.
When we fly commercial, actually.
Yeah.
It's seat 1A.
Thank you. I like that seat. Anyway, so tell me again. So yoga, just don't be a sheep. Is what you're saying?
Get creative. I see this happen. Well, you know, this is what happens. So I hear people say that are not in our group. They're never in our group when they say this. Well, I sent a mailer out because you guys are talking about Mojave County, Arizona. So I sent a bunch of mail out there.
Mm.
And I didn't learn from you. I learned from someone else. And we.
So I handwrote them.
And I did. And I used the yellow letters. And they did all this stuff that's all wrong.
I did 200 a week.
Right. Yeah. 20 a day.
Yep.
My kids are stoned from licking the envelopes.
Yep. There we go. Exactly.
Johnny, why did you get that grade in math?
Why do you have a Band-Aid on your tongue? Paper cut.
Because, Dad,
paper cut.
You made me lick 400,000 stamps last
paper
month.
Paper cut.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do it again.
It's paper cut. Don't do that to your family. Do not do that to your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your children need to deserve to go to school and be able to pay attention.
It's not. This is the new punishment. This is
anyway,
it.
I see
you're licking envelopes tonight.
I see people do this like with lack of creativity and no imagination. They just follow other members around.
Yes.
And
brilliant.
You know. Well, you know, we have a member who just knocks it out of the park, Luke Smith, and I guarantee it, Luke Smith's not wearing yoga pants.
No.
Figuratively.
Or literally.
Yeah. Literally. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what he's into. You know what? He's the only guy who would be wearing yoga pants that I know of. So you know maybe what? It's okay.
All his videos that he does, and he does a lot of them to sell his properties, they're all from the waist up. We really don't know. We're going to have to ask him next time on our call.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You're right. Yeah. We're gonna all ask him, Luke, what are you wearing? What kind of pants are you wearing? Please don't say yoga pants. Can you imagine, Jack, if I put you in yoga pants?
No. I can't actually imagine that.
That would be funny.
It gets me thinking about a bunch of other stuff that we can't talk about on the air.
Okay. Got it.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 15 minutes. Listen to the Jack Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how to scale your business like it's a franchise.
Nice. And we answer your question. Should you have one, post on the jackjill.com or online community. Go there, put it in. We might answer it right here for you.
Might be a video, too.
Exactly.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm trying to imagine you in yoga pants.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Well, you know what it is, too? It's the same thing like these guys who ride these bikes real fast. These pedal bicycles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I exercise that way, but I don't dress up like a clown.
No.
So I wonder what that's all about, too.
I know. They get a little too into it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I agree.
It's not just women. I'm glad we thought of that. It's not just women at all. It's just people. They're lemmings.
Exactly. Don't be a sheep. But do share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information.
And inspiration.
To buy undervalued property.